Hi, and welcome back to the Life Lately podcast. We are your hosts, Mel and Soph. We hope you've had a wonderful Christmas with the ones nearest and dearest to you. And I bet your waistlines have expanded a little bit from all of the celebrations. And maybe weight loss might be one of your goals for 2020. I know that's one of my goals. Dear Jesus, help a sister. But anyway, this is our last episode in 2019.
Oh my gosh.
And this decade, man.
Wow.
Can you believe we've done nine episodes
already?
I'm so pleased we got to do it.
I know.
In 2019, right?
Hey, that is definitely a ticked off goal list.
Absolutely. It's been on our goals for, I think, 2-3 years.
It has. Running. But you know what? We did it.
We did it, girl.
And thanks, guys. Yeah, Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
On this journey. I know it's an old cliche, but it truly is really great. But anyway.
Yeah, we really do appreciate you guys. So with 2020 just a few days away, we thought we would share how we are preparing for the next year and beyond. Mm. So I know for a lot of people, like the new year can sometimes just be just another day.
Yep.
Is that how it is for you? Okay.
Yes.
You really tended to agree with that sentiment.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I've never gone into the hype. And I think I never have. Especially when people say, oh yeah, what goals are you going to set and blah, blah. Like my friend, one of my good friends, she always used to say, because there was a period where we spend New Year's together for a good couple of years in a row. And she'd always say, I have a good feeling about next year. I have a great feeling about next year. And well, to be fair, one of those years she said that she did actually get engaged and everything. So I guess it works. Mm-hmm. However, for me, I was always like, I don't.
Not really.
Just I don't. And it's like, oh God, let me get through this. I know it sounds so morbid, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
No, I bury my head in the sand.
Again, I don't know if this is a thing about age or what.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. But back in the day, we used to have to go for overnight prayers.
Oh, wow. So oh, yeah.
Did you do that?
I've done that a couple of times, actually, at my Pentecostal church, yeah.
Yes. So that
but
was
not for New Year's,
then.
Not on New Year's, not on though. New Year's. No, okay. It was some point in the early beginning of the year, but yeah.
Okay, so we used to do that every 31st of December.
Oh, wowzers.
But it was so much fun as teenagers. We used to have like concerts and all that, and we'd stay out until 6 a.m. and then go home afterwards.
Oh, was in still partying, or are you actually praying?
We pray. Till midnight, and then we party till 6 a.m.
Okay, see, that's fun because my one, sorry, I know we're digressing, but we were praying. I can't remember what time we started, but it was probably at midnight or so. And we're praying non-stop until, is it 5 or 6 a.m.?
Oh, Lord, no.
Non-stop! And you hear some people on the floor laying down, sleeping, because you hear some of the sisters snoring.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
But it's non-stop. There's no party and there's no concert.
Oh, no.
We are in proper prayer. Yeah.
And actually, when we were dating, that's what calendar used to do. We used to meet up on the 31st specifically so that we could go for a party.
Oh, wow.
Until
see, that was
6 a.m.
Until 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And
okay.
I do miss those days.
Yeah.
Now, I think, I don't even know what I do anymore. I think I just sleep and wake up.
You don't sleep it in. You don't sleep the new year in.
I have, actually. I have. It's just.
Oh no!
What else do you do?
I know.
Like, just wait and say Happy New Year, and then.
Yeah. That's fine. Let's stay until about 5 minutes past midnight. I'm talking about sleeping at 11 p.m. and waking up.
I sleep
in the
at 10.
Oh my!
I just anyway,
guys. So this episode is all about preparing for 2020.
For 2020.
Don't sleep your way through 2020.
I don't know. I have no plans.
Yeah.
Are you? What are you doing
for New Year's?
Yes.
I'm spending with Chris, apparently, my partner. He informed me because he, you know, spent Christmas with me and my family. Yeah. I need to spend New Year's with me. I didn't realize it was a thing. But okay, that's what I'm doing.
It sounds fair.
I guess it's fair.
I'll be in bed.
Anyway. You'll be in bed, so you don't go to church?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
No.
Our church doesn't do anything. Oh, actually, hang on. I think our church this year is doing something.
Oh.
So I might go to that.
Oh, that's fun.
Whether I'll be able to stay awake until past midnight, God only knows. I doubt it. Anyway.
I sometimes do. I normally do go to church or someone else's church or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah. But probably not this year.
Not.
Yeah, my mum's probably going to give me some diff stares, like make me feel guilty. Yes. Oh, so you're not going to acknowledge God.
I know.
Oh, okay. So how's your year going to turn out? Oh, God, makes me feel so guilty. Like,
It's not about guilt, is it?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't believe or you don't.
I won't be in a club, that's for sure.
Okay, that's fair enough. You won't be on the other side.
I mean, no shade to anybody who does. No, that's your thing. But yeah.
Okay, so we thought we'd talk about how we are preparing for the next year.
Yes.
And I was talking to my sister about this, and she said how, you know, 2020 is the year of having a clear vision, like 2020 eyesight.
Yeah, 2020 vision. Yeah.
2020 vision, yeah. And I've never really... There are people who have words for the year.
Ooh.
So some people are like, this year is all about increase or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the thing about vision,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, yeah, I need a lot of clarity about every part of my life.
Yeah.
Really. Because I was telling Mel a bit earlier that this year is just a bit, I don't know, I just want it over.
You do. You mentioned that in an earlier podcast
Yeah, I did mention that. I just feel I'm very unclear about too many areas of my life.
Right.
I don't feel stable.
Mm.
And I'd like next year to be the year that I make decisions.
Yeah.
I'm clear about what I want.
Right.
In life. Right. So do you have a...
So, sorry, your word of the year then is...
Well, it's not a word, but...
A sentence.
Well, clarity, actually. Clarity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I suppose my word of the year, because I've never had this before, is see, Sophie, she forces me to do certain things, you know, like make plans and think about my life. And anyway, no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I suppose my word of the year is success.
Oh, okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. And so shall it be.
Success, okay? Success. Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, success in all that, you know, mm-hmm. want to do and around me. Like, as you said, so when you were talking about, you know, the whole clarity and this, I suppose, putting words in your mouth, but feeling frustrated because it's like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I've been feeling as well.
Okay.
With particular areas of my life. Mm-hmm. And it's just now, it's just, to sum it all up,
mm-hmm.
I suppose it's success. I want it to happen now. Yeah. Whatever I've been wanting.
Talking about it and thinking about it.
Yeah, and just do it now. Mm. I just want it done, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
I want it. I want success.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll just go through how we are preparing for success and clarity.
in
different areas of our life. Okay. And the first thing is about taking an audit.
Mm.
So for me, I'm taking a 360 degree look at my life.
Ooh.
Like literally everything. I'm looking at my health. Mm. I'm looking at my finances. I'm looking at career. I'm looking at relationships. I'm even looking at my own happiness. Like, am I happy?
Mm.
I can tell you now the answer is no. I know that for a fact.
Oh,
So I'm going to do a 360.
Yeah.
And I've kind of started it, and it's hard work, man.
Mm.
When you have to sit down and confront yourself,
mm-hmm.
and not blame other people,
right,
for either decisions you've made or not made, or things mm-hmm. you've done or not done, because somehow you allowed things. Very, very few things are out of your control.
Yeah.
If you think about
it. Okay.
So I'm taking a 360 degree look, and I am going to rate each area of this, each area of my life, and give it a score, and just think about, you know, what has worked, what hasn't worked, but also what can I celebrate? I don't want it to be such a...
Yeah, like beating yourself down.
Yeah, I don't beat myself down because there are good things that have happened over the year. Maybe I just need a little reminder.
Yeah.
And what have I achieved? And then for those areas that I feel that are my priority areas to work on,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to come up with, you know, a desired outcome. Like, what would I actually want to see happen
mm-hmm.
in this area of my life? And I'm not just looking at the next year. I'm actually looking 10 years down the line,
because
50 will be knocking. And knock, knock. When I answer that door, I need to be well ahead.
Fabulous, honey.
Yes, something needs to have changed in the next 10 years. And, you know, we laugh about it, but I'm like, my daughter is 8. It's not, I remember the day she was born. So it's
it's
gone so fast.
So fast.
So, yeah, 2030 we'll be here and I'll be looking back.
Blimey.
Maybe I listen to this podcast and think, actually, did I do it? Mm. I hope I do.
Mm.
But yeah, that's one of the things I'm doing, Mel. What about
you? You know
what?
That's so interesting, Soph. And I'm actually taking notes. I always take Sophie's notes. Steal her ideas. Yes, I do, honey. No, what you were saying is so interesting, especially about the whole rate, you know, rate and review and that sort of thing for your life. So that's really interesting. I like that. Bit like you as well, actually. And one thing that you mentioned when you were talking about, you know, just reflect, like being honest with yourself and really coming up with like what didn't work out, why, etc., and all those things. But it's also what came into my head was forgiveness as well, forgiving yourself.
Yes.
And because I heard that somewhere as well, and I think it was on some sort of show where they were talking about therapy or something. But it's also about forgiving yourself as well and saying, you know what, I'm sorry, and just saying sorry to yourself and just accepting that something didn't work out for whatever reason.
Yes.
Forgiving yourself that, oh, like, you know, we can just beat ourselves up and just say, I'm so silly. Why did I make that decision? Why haven't I done that yet?
Yeah.
And just forgive yourself. I forgive myself for not being where I thought I was going to be. And then moving on, you know?
Because you can end up being, you can carry around frustration.
Yeah.
With you into the years to come.
Yes.
And maybe even things are not progressing because there's something you've not dealt
tackled,
with.
Tackled,
Or forgiven yourself for doing or for not doing.
And that could be relationships, that could be anything, whether it was your fault or not.
Yeah.
It's just forgiving yourself. So, yeah, and it's true. I think I'm very frustrated. I'm in a frustrated time, hence why I'm just burying my head in the sand and like 2020 goals, okay, it's just I'm just very frustrated. So a bit like yourself, so where you're doing a 360, I am reflecting on what goals I wanted to achieve, you know, in 2019 at the beginning of the year, and whether I achieved it.
Okay.
And some things I have achieved without realizing it, because as you were saying, you know, you can beat yourself up, you know, what have you not achieved? And you think, actually, I've achieved some stuff, you know, and just some of them is not the things that there's still things I want to achieve that I wanted to achieve, but I haven't done yet.
Yes.
And, you know, it's again about that forgiveness and just, you know, accepting that. And so, yeah, I'm just reflecting on the things that I have achieved, the goals that I put in place. Have I achieved those? Have I not? If I haven't, why? Okay. And then prepare myself to, because those will continue into 2020, and just making sure that I don't repeat whatever it was that set me back, basically.
Yeah.
So that's definitely doing.
Yeah. You kind of learn what habits or what things you've been doing that are just not working. Because you could have really worked on your goal. It may not be laziness. It could actually be you're employing the wrong approach to it.
Yeah.
And you know, they say about, is it a silly person? Is somebody who does the same thing?
Oh, method of madness. Oh, insanity.
No. Insanity.
Insanity.
Is what?
Where you do the same thing but expect a different result.
Expecting different results. Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully an audit of your life, of your goals, of whatever will help you, you know, I think it's step one.
Yeah.
To know at least where you are.
Yes.
Like, this is where I am at the moment. And then step two is to put an action plan. Once you know what your desired outcome is in those areas, for me, the next thing is to come up with an action plan.
Yeah.
And I think this is where I tend to fail. I'm using that word loosely, but... well, no, I put an action plan. I don't act on the action plan.
Yeah, you don't actually, yeah.
Yeah. So plans, I mean, I was just scrolling through my notes on my iPhone and I'm like, the number of things I wrote down.
Yeah. Soph is a very good planner.
And I've said none of them.
No, that's not even no shade. You're just a very good planner. And yeah, but it's just
I know I'm a very good planner, but execution. And I don't know what stops. Do you know what I think it is actually thinking about it now? I think I have the fear of success.
Oh.
And I didn't realize.
Yeah.
This until it probably was today when I was thinking about the podcast, and I just went back over my life and realized that people had said things to me mm-hmm. about what I'd become or what I can and can't do that I have then internalized and I'm now living it out.
Oh, wow.
I remember very clearly my primary school teacher saying to me that I'd become a road sweeper.
What?
Yeah. And you know, I mean, at least in London, road sweepers have machines. In Kenya, road sweepers have a broom man.
Why it's you say
and
that?
I know. And I was probably 8 years old.
Oh my gosh.
I remember a female teacher distinctly telling me that. And then, you know, as you grow older and your teacher says this, your parent says this, somebody, your employer says something else. And you allow those opinions to determine your course of action.
Yeah.
Or
your confidence.
Or your
as well.
Confidence. Or they just become I take on somebody's words
mm-hmm.
and say, this is what I am. So it's no longer somebody's powerful. Opinion, it's become my identity.
Yeah, that's
and
mad.
That's something I realized today and I was just like, ooh, this is why I plan.
Yeah.
The ideas I have, so many of them.
Oh my gosh.
But I don't execute them because...
We need to work on executing them. I'm going to whip you into...
Oh, okay. I'm being whooped, people.
And forcefully. Yeah. Come on, guys. We need to like motivate. So hold her accountable for making sure her goals come into...
Yeah, I really need... Action plan I have.
You have? She has the action plan, people.
Yeah.
She just needs to execute it now.
I need to execute it.
But, you know, it's a struggle because the mind is a very powerful thing. And if your mind is telling you, oh, yeah, I can't do it, or just distracting you or anything like that, it can. You'll find that 5 years go by and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, you kind of self-sabotage, actually.
Yeah, self-sabotage. That's real. Yeah. That could be a next topic. We'll probably delve deeper into that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, Mel, how do you put together an action plan or how do you? or you just.
You know, sometimes I do. I do. Okay. I do put together a plan. It doesn't always go. And I work better at night when I'm lying down in bed.
Yeah.
And this ideas come to me that I'd be writing a book or whatever. And so I just think, okay, let me just do this. And I do put together, not necessarily step by step plan,
mm-hmm.
I put together probably bullet points of what I want to do. And a bit like you, sometimes it just gets left to the waste. And I lose motivation. I get frustrated. I get distracted. But I found what really helps me mm-hmm. To help achieve my goals, because there's some things that I have done. I don't even know how I actually got there, to be fair. Mm. But I suppose setting realistic goals, because I found it within myself. That's one of the triggers of me getting frustrated is because I set these high expectations and things like that. For example, amount of savings I'm going to have or anything like that. And it's probably way beyond more than I can achieve simply because, you know, I've got bills to pay or something's happening, or I don't factor in also the unexpected stuff that could be coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just about setting those realistic plans. Yeah, it'd be great if I could save like 50 grand by the end of the year. But, you know, it's not probably realistic. Let me just, you know, take small little steps to see if I can get there. But yeah, definitely setting realistic goals is key for me to help achieve. And also I think in sprints as well, by sprints I mean, for me it helps if I do shorter term goals rather than long term, because as I said, I sometimes lose motivation.
Yeah.
If I say, oh yeah, I wanna get a house in 3 years' time, so let me start saving. If I'm being honest with you, I'm probably not gonna save for that house in 3 years' time. So I need to save smaller. Like in 6 months' time, I would have saved this much. And then in 3 months' time, I would have saved this much. That kind of thing, rather than say in 3 years' time, I'm looking for that house. No.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna happen for me.
Fair enough. So the third thing that I am starting to do, I've never done this before, is creating a vision board for myself. And a vision board is just a visual aid. And for me, I'm doing this on Pinterest.
I think it's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You already do this, don't you?
I already do it. I did do a board, a pin board at one point, but I stopped. I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be a visual aid, a visual reminder on what is important and what goals you're hoping to achieve by mm-hmm. whatever time. So for me, I'm looking at it in terms of the next 10 years. And in a way, almost like the legacy. I think we talked about legacy in a previous episode on adulting. Mm. I like to think way ahead. I want to know like what's going to be my eulogy.
Wow.
And I must say, I've done a course and the other day I was, you know, decluttering as I always do, some paperwork. And I found a letter I'd written to myself maybe 7 years ago about what I'd like my eulogy to say about me.
Wow.
And I read it and I was just like, well, girl, you ain't doing none of that.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it was actually quite painful to look at it and be like, that was 7 years ago.
Did you start panicking? Did you feel like your time's running out just out of interest? Like, oh, my God, I haven't done this yet.
I think I'm panicking now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, 50 is not that far away. And the other reminder I had this week was my husband and I were reviewing our wills. And it just became so apparent to me, like, okay, I'm preparing for where my assets will go.
Mm.
But have I prepared for where my life should go?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this year I'm going to sit down and... definitely before the 31st, I'm going to create my vision board, and my vision board will capture every area of my life
mm-hmm.
at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mel, do you have a vision board for next year?
I do. Well, it's an ongoing vision board. And yeah, I use Pinterest. I have a private Pinterest board.
Mm.
I find it really helps because, as I said earlier, I get distracted. I get demotivated very quickly, very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the everyday stuff, you know, that Monday morning feeling of, oh, I've got work. Ooh,
yeah.
What is this life? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. So having that vision board of what my house is going to look like and just evoking those feelings as well, because it's not about just about the vision, but it's evoking the feeling as well, what you're going to feel. Yeah, what you're going to feel being in that environment, being in that house, being in, you know, whatever you want to feel or look like when you come to 50 or come to that point in life. So that's what I do. And I was saying before off air that I also put a song. There's a song that I play.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been doing this every day, literally. I go through my, and I update the vision board. Whenever I see something, I like it, put it in there.
Yeah.
But every day I look at my vision board mm-hmm. and I'm playing that song. Sometimes it's on the way to work as mm-hmm. well. And as I'm playing the song, I'm looking through my vision board to the point where every time I hear that song now,
mm-hmm.
I start imagining. I see the images. And it just evokes that excitement that like, oh, yes, it's going to happen. Yes, I feel it. And it's a very positive song as well.
Yeah.
So I find that's helping. It helps me to stay motivated and focused, and also I'm sure it's doing something, it's making that shift. So yeah, I definitely suggest.
They do say if you can see it, then you can achieve it, right?
If you can see it, you can achieve it. And I feel like if you can feel it, if you can feel yourself there, have that feeling, what would it feel like to have that, be in that environment, be in that house that you're visualizing, being in that, whatever the case may be, and just keep, and also repetition as well. Keep on repeating it over and over.
Of looking at do you look at your vision board every day?
Every day.
Wow.
In the morning.
That's, I'm learning something here, man.
Yeah. And every day, every morning, I'm getting excited.
Every morning I wake up and I get my child ready for school. That's
whenever you can, any point in the day.
Yeah.
At any point in the day, if it's twice a day or whatever, just do it. If it's before bed as well. And it's that excitement, because as I said, you know, I'm in a job, I enjoy my job,
mm-hmm.
but I know it's not where I want to be. I know I want to work for myself, for example. So when I'm listening to that song, Anything's Possible kind of song, and I'm playing and looking at the vision board, I'm getting excited about that. Mm-hmm. By the time I get to work, I'm like, yes, I'm only here for a moment, people, and I'm going to be in that house that I just see.
Things that are bigger for example, for me out there.
Right, and then you just get really excited and amped up. Definitely think it helps. It's helping.
It's helping. Okay. The fourth and final thing, I believe, is getting the right team behind you. And this is something I've now started thanks to a friend who recently introduced me to a coach.
Amazing.
And so I've started doing this life coaching and this class every Sunday. And it's been so helpful for me. Actually, for part of my process about having a life audit. But it also just makes me stop and think. And she really challenges me to look at things from a different perspective.
Awesome.
And even to consider things that I'd never thought about previously. So for me, the reason I decided to do the coaching is, number one, because I needed accountability, because we said I'm a good planner, not quite a doer. and just I needed somebody to help push me forward.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've been in a funk
right.
for some time.
Oh, yeah. Funk.
And you know, when you're in a funk, sometimes you can get comfortable and just be like, yeah, this is just how life is. And
yeah.
you know, no one has it.
So much easier together. To feel that emotion. Just exactly. ride it.
Yeah, ride with it.
Ride with that funk.
Riding the funk.
Ride the funk, man.
yeah. So it's been almost a month
awesome.
of coaching. And yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
So far. It's a community of women, and you know, and we get to hang out in class and do exercises, you know, personally, and if you need support, there is support for you. So yeah. I'm hoping that through the coaching program that and thankfully I've already started it, that next year I'm starting with a foot forward.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, it's January 1st and I still have no clue what on earth I'm doing.
No, it's true. You are definitely ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mel, how about you, about getting the right team?
Getting the right team. So a bit like you, I've always wanted, like you, I'm in a funk.
Okay.
And
you're funkified.
I'm funkified people, man. We have funk it. But I've always liked the idea of speaking to someone. So whether it be a therapist or life coach, I've always liked the idea of life coaches. Someone help me with my life, get my life.
Yeah,
so I need that team around me to help me get my life together.
Yeah.
But no, as I said, I want to be more in a freelance type role.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer and all that jazz, and I just really need to get this going now. For 2020.
Yeah.
So, definitely some form of coaching as well. Sophie has spoken about the life coach she uses, and I might just look into that as well. Mm-hmm. But also doing more networking. I did a bit of this a couple of months ago or so, a month ago. And, you know, it's kind of scary, actually, because I used to network. I used to go to different digital type networking events way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to get back into it, because in the type of field that I'll be going into, like content creation and writing, etc., there is this whole new vibe going on in the social media world, in life, in society in general, where everyone's just starting up, doing things, and they're networking. People know people, and I really want to get into that, right? And the only way to be seen, I suppose, is get yourself out there. So definitely doing more networking.
Yeah.
Ideally, I would love a team to, you know, help with the freelancing things I want to do. So that would be great to look into getting a team together.
Also, just to add about getting the right team behind you.
Yeah.
It's also about mentorship and people in the field who know what on earth they're talking about. You know what
Definitely.
I mean?
Definitely.
If you get the wrong people.
I love
people,
a mentor.
Yeah.
Somebody, as well.
Somebody out there.
Somebody. Exactly. It's how do you find a mentor? Because in my actual job, in my 9-to-5, I'm looking to get a mentor as well.
Okay.
And my manager said she's going to help with that.
Okay.
But I even had to ask her, so how do you actually go about asking someone, especially someone you don't know?
Yes.
Blind out. Hey, you don't know me, but can you be my mentor? You're so awesome. And it's just like, oh, they're obviously busy. It's just hard to, there's so much noise right now in society. How
I
do you kind of break out?
Mentorship, because my husband, did he get a mentor? Or he was in discussion about getting a mentor.
Mm.
But it has to work for both parties. So yes. They're getting something out of you as well.
Out of you as well. Yeah, for sure.
This one in particular asked for money. And also said,
No. I was thinking more skill sharing. That's what we were
thinking. Exactly.
Thinking more skills.
Like, yeah, so how much are you going to pay me? I'm like,
yeah, definitely thinking more mentors? Skill share.
But I guess you just ask. You never know. Yeah. Or there's some... I believe there are some programs mentorship, like in business. They can link you up.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's like you offer your time. I can't remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
So someone in a professional field, they offer their time to others. I can't remember what it's called. It's something time, your time. Okay. I can't remember what it's called. Okay. But yeah, there are things out there for that.
Yeah.
But it's just me more, yeah, getting things done and definitely doing that. Definitely doing it for 2020. It's all about... Yeah, just working on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I get those things in place.
Okay. So we've come to the end of this week's episode. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us, have you planned for the new year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you write resolutions or don't you care? I don't know. Whatever it is that you do or don't do, let us know. And that is 2019 done.
It's a wrap, baby.
End of the year, man.
Oh my gosh.
I am going to celebrate because I'm, like I said, I've been saying this, I'm tired.
She's tired. She's over 2019. I just can't wait
for 2020. Maybe this year is the year that I'll stay up and actually ring in the new year.
Definitely. I think you should. Start as you mean to go on.
Absolutely. And we'll be back, of course, next year. We are so grateful for all the support you've given us already. As always, please review, subscribe, tell your friends and join the conversation.
Join it. It's fun. We want to hear from you guys. Absolutely. We love hearing from you guys.
We do love hearing and we love interacting with you. Yes. Guys, yeah? Also, let us know what you'd like us to talk about next year.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, since we've spoken about therapists.
Oh, yeah.
If you know any professional therapists who'd be willing to sit down and talk to us, or other professionals, hit us up, DM us. This is the one time that you can actually slide into our DMs.
Oh, yeah.
And we won't give you a side eye.
I don't ever give anyone a side eye.
You're not. Oh, I'm always here for giving somebody a side eye. Yeah, for sliding into
my DMs. I always, how many people in my personal Instagram where people just DM me and I happily be like, oh yeah, how do you do this? Oh, why you just did it? I just
I mean, there has to be a purpose of sliding into it, but there are some people who just slide in for the sake of sliding.
Sliding in for the sake of sliding. Dangerous. Yeah. That sounds seedy.
Because you might get a side eye.
No, but so if you have any suggestions,
you're allowed to slide into the DMs, please. So that's it. We'll be back next year.
We're taking a small little hiatus, small little break, but we will be back.
We shall be back. Yes. So thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Take care. Thank you. Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.